Moppy's basement. Get your notebooks, call in the show, and ask questions. Welcome to the Angry Mindset Show.
Yo, Angry Man, what's up with you, man? What's good? What's good?
Good with you, Steve.
Man, living in your world, man. Trying to do the curtain thing. Like you, hey, I'm copying you. I'm following your great logic, your wonderful wisdom. So you watch The Boys, right? You watch The Boys?
I haven't seen all of it. I've seen like the first few episodes.
What are we doing? Man,
I've been trying to catch up with a bunch of joints, man.
What are we doing, man? Come on, man. That breaks friendships and shit. You haven't watched that shit?
I'm behind.
Come on, man. You got to set up, man. Come on, man.
I'm behind, bro.
So what have you been watching real quick? What's on the Angry Man TV right now that he's watching? Netflix, Amazon, what's on there?
I was watching Vikings Valhalla.
Okay.
And I was watching Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, wait, did you watch episode 6? Or were you at an episode?
Yeah,
you see, he put wood to your boy, dog.
He finally got busy. I was disappointed at first. I was like, man, what did they do to Obi-Wan? And then he finally got busy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he nutted up. He nutted up, man. He nutted up. Yeah, he got Vader, man. He could have took Vader out if he wanted to. The second time he could have taken him out. So he rolled off and stuff. All right, but anyway, guys, we're on live, man. If y'all want to call in, 563-999-3056. If you guys have a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. And today's topic is stop making women feel comfortable, Angry Man. Let's talk on that, man. What's your take on that, brother?
Well, shit. Most of the guys of the day, they don't really know how to do anything else. They think that's actually what you're supposed to do. Let me say this. It's different types of comfort.
All right, let's go with it.
Right? So it's cool for a woman to be comfortable to be feminine around you.
Yes.
But she shouldn't be comfortable to the degree of overstepping boundaries and doing whatever she want to do or feeling that she has the authority to try to treat you like you're her freaking son or some shit like that. But that's the comfort that most dudes are offering. They're offering the, you can do whatever you want comfort, you know?
Right. I think if you look at what you're saying is look at what these guys are doing as far as walking on eggshells, beating around the bush, trying to be her friend and try everything, but just keep it a buck with her. The reason why, in my opinion, that women are so comfortable is because these guys are uncomfortable. It's like when they get around that woman, they start to get nervous, start to have anxiety. Because of lack of confidence, lack of self-worth and all that stuff, these guys out here don't know how to communicate to the woman. Don't know how to move things. Don't know how to text her. Don't know how to tell her what's up. So Angry Man, I mean, there's so many things here, but the reason I think they are that way, I mean, again, they're not with real men, but the reason why they are that way and they can act out and do whatever they want to do when they want to do it, because it's like, what you going to do? You ain't going nowhere.
So is it I don't know, because you know what? This is what really bothers me about it. I really feel like nowadays a lot of guys are looking for, they're looking for women that kind of replace their mothers.
Oh, yes.
You know, like they're looking for someone who's going to, I don't know, it's really weird, because I sit back and I look at it and it's like, they have this sort of weird quasi mother son type relationship,
mm-hmm.
you know, where you got guys that they could be in a relationship with a woman and they're pretty much in the same boat as the kids. You know, it's like the mom could get upset and then everybody's in trouble. It's like, we in trouble.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We in trouble. So it's like, I don't know, but I do think it has a lot to do with guys just not knowing how to operate the way men are supposed to operate.
Yes. Yeah. I totally agree, because I mean, a man operates within himself. So that's why he's always comfortable. But then that's why she's not comfortable, because as a man, she knows she's got one foot out of the door. She's never, you never want her to feel like she's got both feet in the door, because at that point she thinks that she's safe. And when she feels safe, she feels like she can kick her feet up and not do anything. No. You have one foot out of the door. At any moment, I can dismiss you, because you're not bringing anything to my life that I see of value. But the average guy, when they first see her, because they so desperate to get between her legs, they let her in. Here's my respect. Here's my spine. Do whatever it is you want to do with me. What say you, brother?
Yeah, it's because they put such a high value on getting the draws. You know what I'm saying? And as Tommy would say on Martin, they got so much high value on just getting the draws. Like, I actually was talking about this a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. Where I said, if, you know, when I was single, if I was going out on a date, I wasn't worried about whether or not I was going to get any at the end of the date, because that was a given.
Yes.
It's not something that, you know, I'm super focused on, because I already know it's going to happen, because I already feel the vibe. I already know the chick is vibing with me. But you have guys that are like, they're on the date, and they're calculating everything in their head, because they're more focused on, is she going to give me some or is she not going to give me some, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to just enjoying themselves. And so that's one of the reasons why I feel like they compromise their, not only their time, but they compromise their space too. So it's like, I'm willing to give her anything to achieve this goal of getting my Johnson wet.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so it's like, she could pretty much have anything as long as I can get some. And then the crazy thing about it is, after they get some, then they start looking around like, all right, why is she so, you know, why is she doing these things? Like, she's coming over to your house, and now all of a sudden you got pink toilet paper. You got a earmuff on your toilet seat.
Jesus. We have a question right here. When asking a woman to pick something up from the shop and she responds saying she can't, you get it yourself. Is that classified as disrespectful, angry man?
Let's see, when asking a woman to pick up something from the shop and she responds saying, can't you get it yourself? Yeah, that's disrespectful.
Damn right.
Get it yourself?
What?
Get it yourself?
Man,
you serious? First of all, you supposed to respond with, who are you talking to? Mean get it yourself?
Because she's feeling comfortable with him right now. You see,
yeah.
This is comfortable.
That's comfortable. Like, get it myself. Like... And see, there's two types of dudes when it comes to that type of disrespect. There's the guy that's going to be like, what? Who the hell are you talking to? And he's gonna go in. But then there's also the other guy, which is the guy that's going to be like, get it myself?
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, she's done. She's out of there. It's over.
Yeah.
You get your little pink slip, and now you get your little... You get your little severance package, you know what I'm saying, which is usually your shit that you left at his crib, and get the fuck out.
Yeah, you know, it's weird to me, Angry Man, that, again, when you have game, they usually like, oh, baby, I can't wait to see you at like 7. Do you need anything? Do you need me to go to the store, pick anything up? You have any beer, or what can I get you, and all this other stuff? Or if you really got them worked and trained the correct way, they'll do it when they come over that night, or whenever they see you, they'll do a little inventory of all the stuff that you need filled. And I know y'all guys don't believe this shit, but I'm telling you, they will do that. They will take inventory, and then and not even saying anything when they come over. Hey, can you just help me with these bags out the car? Oh shit, yeah, I got you, girl. But but when they say this to you, they feel comfortable and they don't respect you. This is huge, man. I wish somebody would do that. I wish somebody. Hey, and I'm not trying to be I'm saying. As soon as she says that, we're gonna have to reassess it. Let me go get this paperwork, like you said. We're gonna get you down to HR. You know, hey, can we? You know how to do it, like in a job? Can we see you for a second, HR? Oh no, come on, you know, come on. And then the security come collect all your shit in the box. grab your card, and then you got to get your ass out.
So you see the chick being led out of your house with security, and she got the box, she got the plant in the picture frame. Turn in your key card at the desk.
Yeah, at the desk. Turn in your key card, man. I'm gonna show you. Go get it yourself. You gonna learn, goddammit. Here you got one right here. Abortion law is about getting. The abortion law is about to get passed. What do you think about it, Angry Man?
I mean, at the end of the day, it's going to be interesting to see how people react to it. But, you know, at the end of the day, them overturning Roe v. Wade, it didn't make it illegal everywhere. It just made it so that the states, you know, it's at their discretion whether they want it to be legal in particular states. Only thing you're going to see happening now is you're going to see women flying to other states to do it, you know, or doing it illegally or whatever. I mean, it doesn't affect guys that got their shit together.
Right.
This is only going to affect guys. You know, if you were talking about how it's going to affect guys, clean space, this is only going to affect guys that's reckless this year.
Right. Because I don't give a fuck if it's He-Man versus Skeletor. I don't know, Mumbra versus Lino. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what it is, guys. This should be none of your business right here. Let me tell you why. Because as a man, you got your shit together. And as a man, you ain't nutting up in no motherfucking woman getting her pregnant. So you wouldn't even have to worry about this kind of shit if you got your shit together. This is none of our business right here. All this shit, this is surface dweller shit because we ain't fucking them raw. And if we are, we're going to have that conversation of what you have to protect yourself. And we also have that conversation that I ain't trying to be no father. So I want to let you know right now, if shit go down the wrong way, something happens, magically happens, or what is that, an immaculate conception type shit? Whatever. Then we got to reassess. But, guys, this for all you guys out here, this is none of a man's business. I don't, like I told you, it could be, I don't know, it could be fucking Vader versus Luke. I don't give a fuck what it is. It's none of my business because I am not nutting up and giving her the best part of me just because you want to get your dick wet. Keeping that shit a buck, man. We do have a call. Let's get first. Before we bring in 347, let's bring in y'all. A lot of y'all guys are up in arms over this shit, and y'all realize this shit ain't none of my business. I ain't nothing up in no bitch without wearing no rubber. Just a shout out to Angry Man for keeping it real. Thank you, man. The Beta Male Police Cop. We appreciate you, man. Let's go ahead and bring in area code 347. Can you hear us, sir?
Yes, sir. What's good, Steve? What's good, Angry Man?
What's your question, brother? What's up?
I have a little situation. I just need like a little help with it. So this girl texted me, a girl I used to mess with, we smashed a few times. She texted me now after 6 months of just us talking because it kind of fell out. And she out of nowhere, like, hey, how you been, blah, blah. So I called her and she's like, oh, no, can we talk later tonight? So I'm just wondering, like, when I talked to her, should it just be, yo, let's talk. I mean, let's set up a time to smash, or should it be like something else?
Well, number one, when you called her during the day and she's like, oh no, let's talk later tonight. Did that not set a red flag off for you?
A little bit, which is why I'm calling, because it confused me a little bit.
Uh oh, what is it, Steve?
Wait a second. Why are you going backwards? Oh, fuck you, Angry Man. Why are you going, hold on, Edgar, man. Why the fuck are you going back? You already, you saw her butthole already. So why are you, why are you walking on tippy toes and shit? Listen, hey you, hey my dick. Hey, hold on, Edgar, man. I'm serious. Why, where is all this, like, where you been and let's catch up type shit? Listen, I'm free Monday, and I'm getting off work around 7:30. Let me know when you can get over there so you can get up on this dick. with all this, well, hi, Marsha, how you? Well, gee, it's been 6 months. Why don't we go have a coffee and catch up? Really?
So he's saying, wait a minute, so he's saying he already had sex with her?
Yeah, he already fucked.
Oh. And yeah. No, bruh. Like, see, I didn't hear that part. Hold on. Look, see, I thought you said that this was the chick you was talking to, and then y'all lost touch, and then 6 months later, no. Once you done got the draws, bruh, ain't no, let's, you know, this is not Super Mario. We're not restarting from stage one. You feel what I'm saying? No. If she hits you up 6 months later, it's because she's missing the D.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you talk to her, you supposed to be like, oh, yo, you go, know where I'm at? Come through, or
yeah.
I'm going to come through and get the draws. Like, no. No,
yeah,
we're not doing that start over shit.
Yeah. Caller, you named the pussy? I said, did you name the pussy?
Of course.
Okay, what's her name?
It's Kayla.
Oh, Kayla. Then you should be like, oh, shit, girl. Hey, man. All right, girl, I'll get back with you. You get on your phone and send a text message to her. Yo, Kayla, let me talk to your girl real quick. I know it's been 6 months since you got up on me and shit like this. Hey, why don't you go and talk to old girl, set up a time so you can get up on this dick, Kayla. You get what I'm saying? You send her the text message. Don't text, oh, girl, send this, hey, this is going to Kama. And you tell her it's been 6 months. Why don't you bring that ass over here? Negotiate the thing.
All right, man. Mm-hmm. It was just that it, like, threw me off a little bit because I've never been in that situation. Like, I never had a girl not talk to me at all and then out of nowhere 6 months
later.
No
matter. Hey, put, hey, if they fuck, hey, listen. If you already fucked, you don't need to catch up. You do ain't no, well, let's catch up. No, we gonna catch up. Look, we can catch up while we naked, butt-ass naked in the bed after we get done fucking. We can catch up as much as we want. We can sit and we can talk and do whatever the fuck we want to catch up. Oh, really? That's what you've been doing for 6 months? Wow, that's really nice. That's great. That's great. Say, you know what? When you gonna come through again, suck this dick.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, man. Hey, man, step up, dog. Don't be scared. Matter of fact, why don't you call her right now? Why don't you call her right now? Listen to me. You can call right now and leave Kayma a voice message. Or if you did, hey, look, say, listen, when you call, don't bring the number in. And if he goes, you know, you reach 555-555-555. You want to wait till a few fives go, then bring her in, right? And then you let her know, say, hey, yo, this isn't for you. This is a message for Kayma. Kayma, what's up, girl? How has she been taking care of you? Has she been cleaning you up, shaving you right? You see what I'm saying? See, this is the fun that we have with the pussy, dog. Just go call her up and call her right now. Leave her a voice message. We got you, 339. Leave her a voice message and let her know, hey, look, Kayma, what's going on, girl? It's been 6 motherfucking months and she finally got in touch with me. Can you believe that shit? Well, anyway, what's good with you, girl? How's she taking care of you? See what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right, I got you.
Yeah, go ahead and click over and call her ass right now. Leave her that voice message and shit. You calling her? Oh. Ten more seconds. Nine, eight, seven, six, three. All right, he full of shit. Let's bring in another guy. Bring in the next caller. Next caller, 339. What's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Yo, Steve, I got a question for you, man. What do you think about having a bitch?
Also, Angry Man's horn. It's not just me. It's Angry Man and I. So we're both here. So
I didn't see it.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
give me a second, fam. I just spilled my whole goddamn drink.
Like, that's what you guys are over there laughing and shit. Fucking, he's watching the boys.
I thought he was on.
No, he's on. He can hear. He's there. What's up? What's the question, man? What's up?
Yeah, what y'all think about, you know, just hollering at a chick at a gym? Like, is that, like, wrong to do that?
Well, wait a second. Why does the place matter? Other than the job, why does the place matter? So what? I don't understand the call. What is the gym matter?
You got a lot of creepy guys at the gym.
Wait. There's a lot of creepy guys in the gym, but are you a creepy guy?
I'm not.
So if you're not a creepy guy, then why do you worry about other men and what's at the gym? And if you feel that way, then don't talk to her at the gym.
No, it's because at the gym, right, they got a section just for women just because of, you know, happening. So.
Okay, you have common sense. So what does that tell you?
Not to holler at a gym.
So then why ask the question then if you already know the answer?
No, you're right.
Sometimes the answer is in the question, my friend. And here's the thing. And it's not like you're going to run into her. If you run into her as you're coming in or she's coming out or something like that, you could talk to her then. You know what I mean? There's always a way to talk to her, but respect the boundaries of the gym. Go to the gym to work out. The gym is not a club, so don't make it one. Focus on working out. And if you're before you work out or after you work out, because that's where your focus should be, and you so happen to run into her, then say something to her. But don't go to the gym just trying to pick women up at the gym. That's what's creepy and weird. That's creepy and weird.
Oh, you're right. You're 100% correct.
Yeah, so, sometimes the answer's in there, man. It's all good, though. You know what I mean?
All right, bro. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right, respect, man. Respect. Yeah, just wait for her to come out or go in, okay? No, but don't wait for her. But if it so happened that you're leaving at the same time or you're coming in at the same time. Now this motherfucker cleaned up all this spill and shit.
I would never be able to be one of them dudes to go to an all-white party. Every time I wear white,
he always fucking
it
up. Yep. It happens, right? It happens.
Every time.
So Angry Man, he wants to know, okay, they're at the gym. There is a woman-only section because of the creepy-ass guys. So he's asking, should he talk to the woman at the gym?
No. If they already, like, me personally, and this is just my opinion, I don't think dudes should try to pick up chicks at the gym. And the reason why is because you're more than likely – you're going to put yourself in a situation where you're going to get rejected where you might not have gotten rejected. Because when chicks are at gyms, that's when they're working out and they're sweaty and shit. They don't really want guys talking to them because that's when they, like, to use a chick term, that's when they feel unpretty.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So if you roll up on them in a gym, he's going to be more likely to be negative in that interaction. You know what I'm saying? Unnecessarily, but nah, I wouldn't do it. I would.
Yeah. No, I agree. Right. All right, with 3-3, we'll throw you back in, man. Okay, brother.
All right, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Right, respect. Great call, brother. We'll throw you back in. Thank you, sir. All right, we got a question here from Heather. She says, "How can I go by asking my man to eat the meow better because I don't want to hurt his feelings?" With Heather.
Heather, if that's Heather in that photo, Heather looked like she got some yams.
Yeah, exactly. Heather looked thick. If I'm that motherfucker, I'm like, it's not how I'm going to eat it. It's how many ways I'm going to eat that motherfucker. Monkey. I mean, Heather, do I want to bend it over this way? Do I want to put your right leg over my shoulder? Do I want to put your left hand up or put your left hand in? Do that hokey pokey. It's how I want to munch on that. Do I want to put a little bit of whipped cream and cake on that shit, a little bit of ice cream on it. So Heather, don't say nothing because you don't hurt his feelings. Because he's going to be like, because you're gonna make him feel less than a man because he should already be doing it. Because then I know, hey, Heather, you know what Heather is, Angry Man? Heather's that kid when we were small, when you know you got a bad report card, you got in trouble, and everybody's playing football outside, and you looking out the window watching everybody. Heather, look, girl. I think in Spanish they say Sancho. Heather, you might, I don't know, girl. Look, you might, they got devices that have mechanical tongues. But yeah, Heather, he should be. I mean, she got, look at her. She look like she got a little bit of thighs, hips, and ass. Man.
She's not like you're not gonna be able to. Most guys can't handle that type of criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're gonna fuck him up. He's gonna destroy his self esteem with that shit. Because he probably think he's doing something like. He probably down there doing the alphabet and everything, thinking he's doing
Heather, you should, Heather, with that body, if that's that body you got right there, you should be going to work every day and be like, damn, Heather, did you break some more nails? Yeah, girl, because he got that ass. He was like, I can't escape him. He all on my ass. Yeah, Heather. Yeah, Heather, you sound like you kind of guy. I'm like, yes, Heather, today is Tuesday. Is it okay if we have relations at around 9 o'clock? That's the sound like you got, Heather. I don't know, baby girl.
Her name was Heather Pablo. Is she Latin?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. I'll be like, what the lay, man, dog, shit. Wall should be scratched up. Floor should be marked up. Ass, cheeks, everything, Heather. My God. But, you know, you got, hey, but Heather, hey, you got a good guy. Hey, what do you remember? Hey, Heather, how many licks are they supposed to get to the roll of your Tootsie Pop? Well, let's see. A one, a two, a three. And he's like,
the world may never know.
Yeah, Heather. Oh, yeah, Heather. Yeah. You just, Heather, look, listen. What I would do now. Just go ahead and grab his face and just hold it down there. Just hold that shit down there. No, don't leave. Don't leave, Poppy. You just said that, hey, Poppy, don't leave, Poppy. You know, talk that yak. Oh, my gosh, man. Yo, man, I'm just saying for y'all guys, man. Wait a second. Let me see. He say female. Okay, but Heather, we got you, girl. But, hey, Heather, don't talk to him about that because, you know, he thinks he's doing something. So, Heather, you just got to just get a mechanical tongue or something like that, and good luck to you, man. I feel bad for you. If you got the body, man, all that, look, Angry Man, all that body going to waste. Look at all that body going to waste right there, dog. Just going, it's just wasting away. Yeah.
See, I see the curves. It's...
Oh yeah, I can see the curve. Yeah, in the block, you see the curve popping. Now there you go, Heather. There you go, Heather. You just answer your question. Just tell
me. Wow. See? God damn it.
There you go, Heather. Hey, put his ass in the corner and make him watch. Make him suffer. Yeah, he's giving it over. He got to stand it over.
Jesus.
There we go, Heather.
Jesus.
There we go, Heather. There you go. That's what you do.
Jesus.
Yeah.
What in the...
And the thing is, Heather, we're lesbians on this thing. We're lesbians on this show. Right? I'm understand. You straight up lesbians. This one. What? Wait, Eggie, don't be spitting on your. You got some more shit on your shirt, Eggie man. Look at Eggie man. See, can't wear white. Can't talk to Eggie man. Got white. Yeah, Heather. Yeah. So we are lesbians. Hey, Heather. We understand, Heather. We understand. As lesbians, we have a connection with you, baby girl. We got you, girl. We understand, Heather.
Said almost. She said she might bring a woman for a threesome. That lucky bastard.
Ooh, I mean, that woman. Oh man, Lord. And then that guy be like, "Well, can I join? What's going on? Why are you down there eating it for more than 2 seconds?"
Could you imagine her in another thick one like her? Just
Yeah. I would tell the other one, Heather, is I want to do some shoulder moves because, when we go to head, shoulders, knees, and toes type shit, I want her to lock in your legs like this. Lock in. I want her to lock in on them thighs, man. You look like you got some thighs. Lock in on that shit where you can't wiggle. You're going to do like some exorcism shit, like climbing on the wall backwards and shit. Lock in that shit. Eat that mug. Ooh, man, Heather. I mean, you know. Yeah, yeah. All you can eat like a motherfucker.
All you can eat.
All you can eat. Yeah, buddy. Buffet. So Heather, Heather, put his head back there. Angry. And what do you think on that question right there, Angry Man?
Bruh.
I wish a woman would, man. I love.
I'm still stuck on the. The suggestions. That is, look.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Man, it's beautiful.
It brings a damn tear to my eye.
I know. I wanted a moment for a second. I just needed a moment because.
Yeah, that is a beautiful thing for her to make a suggestion like that.
For a woman, you know what I mean? For a woman to ask a lesbian. I mean, again, as lesbians, we agree, Heather, and this is what chokes us up. The beauty of being a lesbian and being able to satisfy those hips and those thighs and all that. She looked like she got a bump in the back too, Angry Man. Like you smash that in to get that nice little ripple and shit. Like you throw a rock. Heather, man.
Yeah.
Heather. My God. Girl. He ain't neat. Boy. Heather. God damn, you shouldn't be walking. You should get reach out a cane or some shit. Damn, Heather, he's been eating like that. Oh, you in the wheelchair this week? God, girl, my leg is shaking so hard. Legs shaking so hard, girl. Ooh. I've still got aftershocks the way them two that lesbian guy was eating that. I mean. She was like, oops.
Yo, that's why to the dudes out here.
Yes.
Man, look. When you got women floating around out here that's making suggestions like that, bruh.
Mm-hmm. He ain't even eat the pussy massage. I mean, Heather, man, eating that pussy and giving you a nice calf massage and rubbing your ankles and all that shit while you're muffing. Oh, man. Angry. Hey, Heather, you might need to.
Look, somebody said, man, she going to get a divorce after this.
Yeah. She's going to be like, damn, hold up. Hold up. I'm with the wrong motherfucker. I need to hire me a lesbian. Hey, it's lesbiananonymous.com.
But yeah, man, don't tell him that. It's going to destroy him.
He think he really doing something. It's okay though. I mean, trust me, a lot of women are in your boat. Like they say, as a done. I say, man, but a brother, hold on. Let me show you the brother. Hold on, Angry Man. Hey, Heather, a brother. Brother gonna go like, brother gonna be like this. Hold on, Angry Man. Yeah, girl. We about to get deep up in this bitch. Where's my face? Hey, get the neck ready. Reach left. Reach right. Anchorman. Anchorman, can take a step back and be like this.
Oh my God.
Shit, heaven. Shit, heaven. Oh man, shit. She was like, damn, Heather, you're just so. She was like, oh my God, it's just. I went to lesbian. Hey, my name is Heather, and I used to be just like you girls out there until I went to Lesbian Anonymous. At Lesbian Anonymous, we know the pain of a woman. And we have bona fide male lesbians that are there for get you good, sweet comfort. Call in 555-LickThatBooty.com.
No, little buddy gonna call into the show. He's like, yeah, Steve, I saw the show other day, man.
Your buddy.
She left me, man.
Well, I try to lick to the air. I play tic-tac-toe with the pussy. Hey, here go my Eggman. I wanted to say, man. The fuck, man? Man, he should be, hey, when he get done eating, hey, the real man get done eating your pussy, he be like this. I need to take the child and toss that shit up there. Yeah, all that ass going to waste, baby girl. God damn. Tell y'all guys, y'all got to get these women off, man. Y'all got to learn how to eat that motherfucking monkey meat, man. Come on, man.
Is it okay if I put the tip in right now?
I mean, come on, man.
Put the tip in.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, we got y'all, man. I'm just saying, see, this is why he's comfortable. And see that? See, even the guy's comfortable. See, he's so comfortable, he ain't doing his job. He ain't doing his job. And then she looking out the window and shit. Hello? Is it me you're looking for? She just singing and shit. So, man, dog. Just got it, man, dog. I'm just saying, but, you know, we're getting back. Guys, y'all got a question. We got y'all. But, Heather, we sorry, girl. We sorry. Hey, but, Heather, man, dog. Hey, Angry Man, 1 second. Please, can we just have a moment of silence for all that ass going to waste? Just give us a moment.
Just a moment.
Ooh, all that ass going to waste.
Oh. Rough out here.
It is rough out here, brother. It is rough out here because that's sad, man. It's just crazy, man. I don't understand, man. If not only got give up, man, y'all got to make a move around and stuff. Golly, man, y'all got to get eating that pussy right, man. If she's got an ass is a problem, man, that's the problem. No woman should have to ask, can you do something? It should already be done. What say you, Angry Man?
Yeah, like if he don't, as much as I hate to say this, like if dude is not pleasing you in the bedroom, and that's just not the dude for you.
Mm-mm.
You know, and vice versa. If you a dude and you got a chick, there's, well, no, it's different with dudes because you could freak a chick out. You ain't gotta, you know, you can train a chick. It's hard for chicks can't train dudes to be better at sex. Like I don't care what nobody say. Like he gotta figure that shit out on his own. Like for real.
Yeah, and Heather, I gotta ask Heather a question. Heather, just say yes or no. I know it's a no. He ain't named the pussy, has he? He ain't named the pussy. He ain't even named the pussy. You know, Angry Man, see, after you get done and shit like that, you be like, all right, well, let me, you know, in the morning she wake up, she get a message and everything. Heather, this ain't for you. This is for Senorita. hey, girl. Hola, como esta, Steve? Bien, y tú, gracias. Whatever the fuck I'm saying, right? So, señorita, I just want to let you know. Damn, that shit tastes good. Man, you were so wet. So soft. Ooh, girl. And you tell Heather that we're going to go round two tonight. So you go ahead and let her know. I'll holler back at you, baby. Right, that's how you're supposed to do that. That's how you're supposed to do it. When you get to the table, oh, he crazy. I mean, she, because it's a lesbian. So, you know, it's a she. Well, she crazy. Oh, wait. He only eats in our bed? Our bed? Yeah. Our bed? No, we got to flip tables. Hey, look. When they angry man, when the maintenance man comes to fix your faucet, he be like, God damn, what are these ass cheek dents all on the motherfucking floor? They on the countertops? They in the refrigerator? Man, he should be eating that meat all the time. Damn, Heather, I'm sorry. Only in the bed. Only in the bed, angry man.
Have you ever, hey Heather, just out of curiosity. Has he ever pulled the car over and did it on the hood of the car while it was drizzling?
Oh yeah.
While it was raining.
Let's see what she's saying.
What she's saying?
Let's see. He did eat that pussy out in the rain and shit. Let us know, Heather. Did he eat that joint out in the rain and everything?
If you ain't never done it on the hood of a car while it was raining.
Yeah. Throw your ass right up on the back. Get your legs up. Get your legs. Just get all the way up to the, like, get underneath the crease of your, right where your knee is. Get up to that knee and take your thumbs. And as he's digging down, he's working your mother calves like that, the calf muscles. And he's getting all in there and shit. And then he'll take one leg down. He'll hold you down this way because I don't want you to move, goddammit. Hold still, goddamn. Don't worry about the heat because the rain is killing the heat of the top of the hood, Heather. So he holding that he got your hand like right here on your chest, holding that, or if he's smooth enough, he'll play with your little nipples and shit. But he just hold you down, eating that shit.
Now watch this shit. Watch this shit. See, I'm gonna show you something, Steve. See, this is when you know dudes get in their feels. So a dude just came in my chat room. Named Big Cam, he said, when did AM become a dating coach? When did I say I was a dating coach?
When did that
occur? Steve is a dating coach. When did I say I was a dating coach? You see what I mean by dudes like, yo, just because I'm not a dating coach does not mean
you got, right.
I don't know how to talk to fucking women.
Or
bro.
A pussy. look at the idea he told you. You don't need to be a dating coach to know that shit.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Like, man.
Damn, dog. And look at that. And look at the long hair. Just grab that shit like, you know, like, remember, like, She-Ra type shit? Or like mm-hmm. how He-Man grabbed, like, the Mighty Cringer ass and shit while he riding and shit. Oh man!
And look! Don't be and shout out to you, Big Cam. Like, look, y'all cut it out because as much as y'all be sitting back acting like y'all don't like, look, if we had a show where we was talking like this, like we talking right now, and women was calling in telling they stories about they sex life and shit like that. You motherfuckers would be in here every fucking day to hear that shit. Mm-hmm. So cut it out.
Yeah, they can't
hear every day. So I'm awesome.
I'm saying, dog. It doesn't make any sense, dog. We just, hey, look, this is the problem, dog. A lot of women are going to have a problem with a lot of you guys. Because, matter of fact, y'all make them, the fact that you make them comfortable also is the fact why they know they ain't going to get no good sex out your ass. They know you ain't fucking.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. We Netflix and chill.
Look at that.
Look. Angela said, what did I just walk into?
Yeah, Angela. Hey, Angela, you walked in some game right here, man.
Angela, just to let you know, you just walked in on the quiet storm.
Quiet storm. Keep talking, man. Keep talking.
Quiet storm. This is this is DJ Easy Dick. No.
Yeah. DJ Easy Dick. Yeah.
DJ Easy Dick. You remember that from that album? Yeah,
yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh,
hey,
my
what's
God.
Hey, answer that, Angry Man. What's
I hate to... I hate to admit it, but this is all facts, LOL. I don't want to hurt his feelings, but I need my needs met. Not the mighty.
Man, girl.
Woo-wee.
It's not even fair. All that ass going to what talk. You
woo-wee.
Need her needs met. See this? See that guy? See that? Complacent ass guy. That's why she complacent. That's why she probably ain't doing shit.
See, I'm going to tell you something, Steve. See, back in the day.
Back in the day.
The reason why that last statement caught my attention, because back in the day, I used to be one of them dudes that chicks would be like, yeah, I like him, but he doesn't meet my needs, and da-da-da-da-da, and be crying on my shoulder, and before you know it, get them needs met.
Oh yeah. We gonna push them knees back to your shoulders, girl. We gonna push them knees back to your shoulders. You gonna get that work. You gonna get that work. Hey.
Look. Angel said, oh, by the way, that sounded really sexy, AM. Yeah, because that's the Quiet Storm voice.
Quiet Storm voice. Give me the Quiet Storm voice, Angry Man. Go ahead, give me the Quiet Storm voice, brother.
Yeah, this is Angry Man. And we're kicking it on the late hour. We just want to let you know we got the smooth grooves ready to lay back. So go ahead and pour you a glass of wine and get ready for the laid back stylings of DJ Easy Dick. Everybody, look, every dude, look, real talk. Every dude is supposed to have a Quiet Storm voice.
Yes.
Like, you're supposed to have that voice when you get on the phone with the chick, you know, as soon as she call you up, and it's after a certain hour, he's like, you know what I'm saying? You got to have that smooth, you know, that smooth, Barry White, you know, just yeah, baby.
and you know what, Angry Man? They probably don't even have this. They don't even have fuck tape. Well, you know, back then, you know, we had tapes and shit. But dog, we would have our fuck tapes, dog. Come on, what's going on, bro? How you doing? Yeah, let's go and put that music on and shit. That real slow '70s music where you know you about to get fucked.
Mm-hmm.
You know you about to get it, Angry Man.
Or that mixtape, that you made, recording it off the radio. You got all of them. You know what I'm saying? You got all of them, man. If you didn't have at least have Secret Garden on that month.
Oh yeah, Secret Garden. Oh man, oh, some Eddie Pendergrass, some Luther Vandross and shit like that, man.
Yeah.
We fucking. It's about to go down. It's going down versus
let's Netflix and chill. Let's hang out.
Fuck is that? Fuck is that, Angry Man?
You go to the dude's crib. Look, if she come to your crib, you feel what I'm saying? You already got the lights dim, you got the music playing, you got some Donnell Jones on. You
yes,
feel
sir.
What I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Some of that motherfucker smelling all good up in there. You look at her like you about to straight snatch her soul, like it's about to go down.
it's about to go down. Because I'm about to go down. Yeah.
When she walk in the door, as soon as she walk in the door, Steve, just the ambiance. As soon as she walk in, the panties just drop.
Just drop like a motherfucker. Just like a motherfucker. Oh, my God. Wait, how did that happen? Angry Man, I never.
How did that happen? Oh, look at her and say, I don't know, but let's roll with it.
Let's roll with it.
You do one of them Bruce Almighty's where you throw your hands back and all your shit come off.
Oh, man. Y'all don't know what y'all missing out on in this motherfucker, guys. Jesus Christ. Man. Hey, guys, y'all got to stop letting all that ass go to waste. Stop letting that ass go to waste, man.
Yeah, man. There should not be no woman coming up here with all them damn curves talking about her knees ain't being met, bruh.
What?
What the hell is the world coming to?
Man, see, the problem is that you don't talk to wolves this way, girl. Y'all better say, hey, ladies, don't talk to these wolves like this. You better talk to your friend Sanford that you hang out with and eat like fucking donuts with or something. He is, hey, man, don't you say that shit. To, hey, because the brother gonna be like this. Wait a second.
Yeah.
Heather, baby, let me ask you a question, baby. Heather, come on, wait. Heather, stop playing. I mean, look at your body. I mean, baby, has he named a pussy yet? What you mean? Shit, Heather. You know what? You know what, Heather? Never mind. What were you doing? Wait, Heather, look, Heather. Heather, I ain't trying to fuck things up, but I'm just saying, if I was that man, baby. You already know, Heather. You already know, Heather. All right, we got a call as well, too, but no, that's what he's saying. But hey, we got something, you know, for the we wanted to say for the Heathers, the Heathers of the world. And 202, 1 second. We need this time, every time Anger Man and I do a show, we got to be brought to you by a new thing. And I just pulled it out. I'm just waiting for it to load up. We got to be brought to you by Lesbian Anonymous. And this is Anger Man and I's new thing. We're going to let you ladies know that there's hope. There's hope out there for all you ladies out there that if you feel that you cannot or are not satisfied, please go holler at your boys, because we will put the work in that he won't.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So yeah, all right, let's go ahead and break it 202. DC, what's up, 202? What's up, man?
Am I on the line with Angry Man right now?
Steve and Dean,
what's up, man?
Angry Man, I'm a big fan of yours. How's everything going today?
Appreciate it, man.
You do know who this is, right?
No, who's this?
Oh, my God. The patriarchy strikes back, bro. You don't recognize my voice. I guess it's my headphones.
What's good with you, bro?
What's going on, man?
What's going on?
Did you have a lesbian call into the show?
No, we was joking.
We was joking about the whole...
Lesbians are a joke, you know, so I can agree with that.
Yeah. Lesbians, because we like women, too.
Yeah, we like women, too. We lesbians, man.
But you're not a fake man, though. You're not somebody that dresses up like a man, though. So you don't wear... I'm assuming that you don't wear Team Jordans and oversized cargo shorts, so I don't think you can call yourself a lesbian.
I don't think
you put the phone on your hip. Why do lesbians always walk around with the phone on their hip? Have you noticed that?
No, I haven't really.
Bro, you have no bearing on a lesbian's sense of style in 2020.
One of those little phone pouches, you know, the little phone.
Bro, they always lesbian. Okay, so lesbians always walk around. Okay, this is what they always. This is a lesbian uniform, right? A baggy pair of cargo shorts, Team Jordans, a oversized polo, and a phone clip on their waist. That is in dreadlocks. Most of them have dreads.
You talk about butches, right?
Yeah, we're talking about butches.
So, no.
You talking about the sexy
lesbian.
Yeah, the lipstick. We more in the lipstick ones, dog. The lipstick lesbian.
Yeah.
Oh, those, they're really man haters.
Yeah.
So you should look for, their issues are more mental than physical.
But yo, did you see what happened to your boy? Not to go into it too much, but did you see what happened to your boy?
No, I mean, I saw he got into it with everybody. I mean, I told you he was a Negro peon who was only there to cause dysfunction. So, but no, what happened? Did he lose weight?
No, didn't lose weight.
Okay. What happened?
You gotta see the replay.
Last night or the night before, I saw a lot replay from like 2 nights ago with you and him getting into it.
Nah, it's the replay with him and Anton got into it. I did see that.
Anton like apologized to him. You don't apologize to these people, or just they're there to cause disruption. And it's like a woman. If you apologize to her once, you'll always have to apologize, and she'll never forget it ever.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that, bro.
All right, man. We got another call, man. We appreciate
you. Okay,
all right.
I'll talk to y'all later. All right.
All right, respect you, man. All right, calling, brother. Let's go and get 216, area code 216. What's your question, brother? What's up?
Yo, what's up?
Yes, sir. How can we help you?
Kind of forgot a word. It's like, so when y'all say to make a woman comfortable, like, what you mean by that? Like, I mean, don't make a woman too comfortable.
Well, what do you mean? What do we mean by that? Well, I mean, what do you mean by that? We're not talking astrophysicists. What do you mean? Making her comfortable by making her feel like she can do whatever the fuck she wants to do.
I'm calling because I had a date Saturday and shit. Huh? And I'm just thinking to myself, my question is, I had a date last Saturday. So she ain't hit a nigga back, so I'm just like, damn, maybe I made her feel too comfortable. So I'm trying to figure out.
She hit you back. She realized you couldn't fuck. You couldn't eat pussy. You wasn't shit in bed.
Hold on, wait.
What the fuck you laughing up there?
Bullet to the dome, my God. Let me ask you this. So, bro, all right. So, when you went on the date, right? What did you do wrong? Because I know you know.
What did you do wrong, bro? I'm saying maybe I made her feel too comfortable. Is what I'm saying.
What did you do?
Check this out, bro. Check this out, fam. Look, fam. Check this out. Fuck all of that shit, okay? Forget all of that. This. Act like I'm your big bro, okay?
I was good.
Tell me what, because every dude analyzes the dates they've been on.
Yeah.
You know what you did wrong, or at least you have a feeling of what you did wrong. So tell me, I know you said you feel like you made her too comfortable, but tell me the specific thing that happened that made you feel that way.
Real nigga shit, I'm going to say this. Open up the fucking car door.
Like, okay, you open the car door, then what?
I paid for the interest. I paid for the fucking drinks. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this. That could or couldn't be the issue. If you did that in conjunction with some other things, it might have been the issue. But let me ask you this. So when you went out, what'd you do? You just went out to dinner and that was it?
It was like a little hookah lounge type shit.
Okay, cool. You went to a lounge. And after the lounge, where did you go after the lounge?
That was it. I was taking her to a car. I just walked her to a bit.
Carl, let's back up for a second. What did y'all talk about during the time y'all were hanging out? What did y'all talk about?
You know, the regular, like, meet and greet, you know, what's up type shit.
No. Come on, be specific. You know what y'all talk about? Come on. Did you ask her about what she do for a living?
I don't know.
That's what I'm asking. You asked her what her name is? I already know you already know her name. No. Tell us. I'm showing you why she realized you weren't shit in bed. So what did you talk about? She came, you saw her. What'd you say to her?
One of the conversations was about, all right, what's your sign or some shit like that? She has a way.
Wait. wait, brother. Now, I'm not laughing, but did you really ask that fucking woman what her sign was?
Nah, I'm saying that's what he asked.
Bro, how old are you, bro? Let me ask you this. How old are you, bro?
Shit, I'm 30.
Oh, shit. Oh,
bro, look. Bro. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign?
Nah.
He buy that wine, I just creep up from behind. Like, why you asking, bro? Look, I'm going to say this right now to you and every other dude out here in the world and chicks what they sign is.
Why? Where is that supposed to lead? You know what?
I'm doing that.
You know what a sign
is? It's supposed to be an icebreaker, but it's something that dudes do so much that it's like you might as well just walk up to the chick and say, you must be tired, girl, because you've been running through my mind all day. Like, you might as well say that, bro. Like, look, here's the thing. I'm going to tell you what you did wrong. It wasn't interesting. What happened is you went on a meet and greet. You talked about some random mundane shit. And then you walked into her car. Like, bro, I talked about this about a week ago. I said, I don't understand this new age type of dating, like where you go and you meet a chick somewhere and then you talk for a little while and then you go your separate way. I was joking with everybody on my show. I asked the guys, I said, how many of you guys have a chill spot? A spot where you, after a date, you go to that spot to park and the premise is, at first, it's like, yo, you want to go chill. Some people smoke, so you want to go chill and smoke. Or some people want to talk. You want to go chill and talk. And you go to the spot and you chill, and that's usually where you end up getting something. And look, here's the thing. A lot of you guys don't realize this. Women be waiting for you to make certain moves or to move things in a certain direction. And if you don't move them in that direction, they fucking lose interest.
Yeah, I want to ask the guy, what do you think why should she talk to you?
Say what now?
Why should she have called you back? Why should she call you back?
I mean, shit, I feel like shit, I was being real with her, treated her with some respect and shit. I wasn't like just on some cold savage shit.
You was a straight up gentleman, right?
Jesus Christ.
Straight up, my nigga. Like, I was straight real talk.
So, when you met her, did you take her by the hand and kiss her hand and say, hello, my lady?
Hello,
my
black.
Yes, sir. I see indubitably into your eyes that I shall go and take off my shirt and put it over thy puddle for you. Is that what
when you walked into the car? When you walked into the car, where, as you were walking next to her to the car, where did you put your hand? Where did you place your hand?
I got on the hitch.
Caller. Did she kiss you at the car?
Nah.
Wait, 3-2-1, got you 1 second. Hey, caller. Caller, what is this noise? What is that noise, caller? Wait, I'm going to try one more time. Listen. What is that? Go. Because when you asked her what her sign was, she said, stop.
Dried up, man. Look, you got to get some.
Y'all saying that conversation kind of killed it? Is that what it is?
Yeah, you killed it, man.
Yeah, man. You got to find something. Look, I'm not trying to tell you. I'm not trying to tell you to jump through no hoops for no chick, but you got to have something better to talk about than her fucking sign her fucking job, or like all of those lame ass things, man, because it's like it's random shit that everybody talks about all the fucking time, man. Really, to be truthfully honest, what you should have did is when you went to chill with her, you should have just sat back and let her fucking talk and then just say things that allowed her to keep running her fucking mouth.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, a caller, what did she ask you? Did she ask you anything? What did she ask you anything?
The only thing I can really remember, she asked me about that, about the little Roe versus Wade shit, Roe v. Wade.
Oh, hell no.
Jesus, man.
She went out with you for the first time, and she was asking you about a damn Supreme Court case?
Yeah, but think about this, Angry Man. Think about this. She was trying to get out. Hey, look, she was trying to sabotage shit. She wasn't trying to get you to stay with this motherfucker. So she asked you.
Yeah, she was trying to get you to say some shit that would give her an excuse to bounce and shit.
Yeah.
And what did you say? Hold on, why
you
said? What did you say when she asked you about it?
When she asked me the shit, I know what I was on some real niggas. I'm like, nah, I ain't about to say the shit she ain't want to hear. They gonna fuck my shit.
No, what did you? No, like, see, that's the problem right there. What did you say, though?
Like,
what did you say?
I said, I was like, yeah, your body, yeah, you already know what it is.
I see. Look, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's where you went wrong.
How's that a bad thing?
You went wrong by even going into that conversation. When she said, so what do you think about Roe v. Wade? You should have been like, well, shit, you know, I'm not really into boxing. I don't know who won that match.
But we got another guy to grab a call. Next time when you see her, you grab her, bring her close to you, get in her ear, tell her how sexy she looks, how nice she smells and stuff. Take a step back, turn around, grab her hand, walk her to the table, sit her down, and start talking to her, and don't talk at her.
Yeah, you know, what is your sign? I just want to know what your sign is, because I'm looking for another woman in my basement. I've got a Sagittarius. I've got a Leo and everything. I need another woman in my basement that I can chain up. How the fuck you sound?
Yeah,
man.
Like if she would have been like, yo, so what do you think about Roe v. Wade? I'd have been like, well, shit, I ain't watched boxing in a while. Which one is Roe? Is he the black guy? Because that's who I would bet on. You would start laughing. You would be like, no, I'm talking about the court case. And I'd have been like, court case? And I would have changed the subject.
Yeah, you know, I would have been like, Roe versus Wade? Well, you know what? Funny you say that, because I was listening to this show called The Angry Mindset Show, and they had this really thick-ass Spanish chick on the show who was pretty with the team. And I was thinking, well, you know what? I can stop Roe versus Wade by just eating her coochie. Do you know what I mean?
Yo, here's the thing, bro. You can't let them lead you into these goofy conversations, bro. Like that was probably part of the problem. Like she gave you a shit test, and really, be truthfully honest, you failed it. But she wanted you to fail.
Yeah.
Because she was trying to shut the whole thing down, bro. And first of all, she bringing up Roe v. Wade on a date, bro. That's a red flag, like a muffin.
Yeah, man. All right, Colin, we gotta grab another call, man. So we gotta throw you in, man. But hit us back if you got another question, guys. Also, guys, at the Angry Mindset Show, ladies out there, for all that listen, this is being brought to you by Lesbian Anonymous. For those ladies out there that just have that urge that, you know what, he just ain't doing it right. He ain't licking it. He ain't smacking it. And God forbid, he didn't name it. We ask all you ladies out there that it is okay. We have a place. It's 555 Angry Man Drive on the corner of Steve and Angry Man. It's Lesbian Anonymous. It's a place where you women can go who feel safe. It's a safe space. It's not a place where you have to worry about it. You have your booty. You're gonna get that coochie eaten, and you're going to get those legs spread, and you're going to get your knees pushed back to your shoulders so you can go back to your life. So when you feel it's time, ladies, make that move. Go to Lesbian Anonymous. Go there today, ladies. Go there today. I say this.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. All right. All right. We got a call right there. Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry. We got y'all, ladies. See that? We care about the ladies, though. We got y'all, ladies. All right. Area code 321. What's your question, man?
What's up, fam? Angry Man and My Man Mindset. I really like the collab between y'all two. My question was this, though, because I'm in my mid-20s. I just made it to mid-20s, and I'm in Central Florida, Orlando. And I pretty much, like, I'm dating a variety of women, like, from, like, younger to the same age and older, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I pretty much, I just go for the chicks that are interested in me, not so much as me being interested in them. Like,
Why do you hate yourself?
What'd you say?
Why do you hate yourself?
Why do I hate myself?
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear you hate yourself. Why do you hate yourself?
Shit, it probably stems from just, you know, childhood, growing up and shit. But, I mean, I'm working on getting over all of that.
Well, okay. Have you watched the Discovery Channel? I love Discovery Channel because, you know, nature always tells you about life. You know, there is no lion tube or zebra tube. They don't have zebragram and stuff like that. So they just go off of nature. Have you ever seen a lion stop in the middle of Serengeti, open his mouth, and the zebra's like, oh, it's my turn. Whee! And jump the lion's mouth. Have you ever seen that?
Hell no.
Okay. Men don't wait. We go after what we want. Hey, man, come on, man. Stop laughing, motherfucker. Go ahead. You got it.
I was just saying the way you answered that shit, bro. Hell no.
Hell no. Go ahead.
Look, bro. Look. Here's the thing, man. You going after the women that like you is cool. Right? But you got to have some standards and some stipulations on what you want. Like, watch this.
Back.
What type of woman do you want both mentally and physically, bro?
Okay. See, now that's where I'm pretty much like finding myself having the problem is like where they at mentally. Because even from, like, a chick, like, that's 19 versus the chick that's, like, 41, they pretty much both on the same type of time. So I really just, like, exclude the whole where they mind is at because I know they really just want to fuck anyway. So how about we just go ahead and get through all of that, you know, talking shit. Like, that. Like the last caller, I thought to myself, he pretty much talked himself out of the draws. Because I don't really do too much talking. I like to be more like Kino, like touchy-feely and groping and like, you know, just say something but not really anything meaningful, trying to get to know them. Like, nah, like that man Mindset was saying,
thing,
just say some
thing.
Sweet nothing.
You're,
like, just tell us something about she look good, smell good,
call
whatever.
Listen, bro.
Here's the thing. You're actually, being in your mid-20s, you're actually in a decent position because when chicks are at that early age, you know, in their early 20s or whatever, they haven't really become jaded yet. Like, you could actually train a chick at that age. So if you meet a chick that actually is down for your program, you can actually mold her to whatever else you want. But before you can even do that, because I'm going to tell you what I hear in what you're saying. You seem like you're a cool dude. You know what I'm saying? You probably don't really have that much difficulty talking to women. But the thing is, you got to figure out what you want out of the woman. Like, what you want exactly. You feel what I'm saying? Like, if I was to ask you, if I said you had all the money in the world, what type of car would you want? You probably would be able to tell me every single detail, all the way down to the interior, all the way down to what you would want monogrammed on the seats if you wanted that. You'd be able to tell me every single detail. But when it comes to women, we kind of have this, well, I'll wait until I encounter the women and then I'll just deal with whatever it is and see what it is. Nah, bro, you gotta pursue what you want, just like Steve was talking about that lion. That lion is on the freaking Serengeti looking, and when he sees the zebra, he's like, I want that one right there. And what he going to do, it's over for that zebra. Because when he starts chasing them, all of them going to run, but he's on that one. I'm going to get that one right there. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I must
not put you on game. What the fuck is a keynote? What is that shit? What is a keynote?
A what now?
Is that a keynote or a keynote? What is it? You say keynote like
keynote, like kinesthetic. Okay, yeah. I said keynote meaning so kinesthetic, like touching feel.
So that's some pickup artist shit?
That's just some shit that I've been saying. Like that's just part of the lingo, man. Like out here.
Well, no, men don't talk. Men talk. Don't talk that way. Hey, Angry Man, can I? You know, Angry Man, slap the shit out of me. Hey, Angry Man, I was thinking about us Keno and Sex and Lesbian Anonymous. You slap
the shit
out of me.
Nah, you're using that way. You're not using it properly. That's
no, you don't
that,
use
that,
it
that,
at
that,
all.
Like,
you don't use it at all. Don't use it at all, man. Stop using
that. I got you.
That,
I got you. That's something that, you know, that I did, like, you know, pretty much picked up on when I was legit. So,
Don't get that out of my vocabulary. Drop it.
Yeah, here's the issue. Here's the issue with that, bro. And this is why, this is why Steve, you know, and me, this is why I don't like pickup artist terms either, because if you know the history of pickup artists, those dudes, they really didn't know what they
were. Exactly.
They just
right.
took a lot.
That's not a pickup artist term. I'm going to just say that.
It
like,
is.
That was something that like, it is. Growing up, that's
it
what
is,
he was
bro.
Saying.
It is. It definitely is. That is a pickup artist term, bro. The first time I ever heard of the word Keno was from Neil Strauss's game, book, The Game. That's the first time I ever saw that term. And I think he got it from Mystery. So, yeah, that is a pickup artist term, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Right now.
Thanks for fooling me on that, because I didn't know. I mean, I'm here to learn from the OGs. You know, like I'm not gonna say that. You know, and I learned it from the guy's name that you said, because I don't know who that is. You know, I don't read pickup artists.
What's going on with the women that you're with right now? What's going on with the women you're with right now?
Okay, I got one 19-year-old Philippine girl from the Philippines. Well, she's Americanized, but her family's from the Philippines.
Have you named the pussy yet? No. Have you named the pussy yet?
Nah. Like, I literally just met this girl yesterday.
What? Okay, so I'm going to pick her up tonight. You don't have her. You just met her, so she doesn't count. I'm saying what do you have in your cupboard? What did I already smash? What did I already lock down?
Like, okay. So I got a chick. She's older. She's like 33, 34, somewhere around that. She got a couple kids on her and stuff.
Have you named the pussy?
Whatever.
Have you named
the
pussy?
Did I eat a pussy? Did I name the pussy?
Wait, you didn't eat the pussy?
I didn't hit a pussy enough times to name it. Like, I only fucked it a few times. I didn't hit it a lot. Like, to name the pussy after just hitting it a few times, like, I mean, I just hit a raw. Like, you talking about naming the pussy. I just hit it raw last weekend, so it's just kind of like, I ain't named the pussy yet.
I got different questions. That older chick, did she cook for you?
Yeah, she brought me a plate on Saturday. She brought me a plate.
And
she brought me a plate.
And what'd you do? What'd you give her?
Some dick.
There you go.
What else was I supposed to do? I mean, like, what else was I supposed to do? My guy, I don't know what you mean by what else did I get?
Hey, the force is strong with this.
Yes, I'm about to cut off your Padawan little twirly, you know. About to cut that shit off.
The little Padawan.
Yeah,
lock.
Hey, y'all crack me up with that Star Wars stuff, man, for real. Because I used to be a big Star Wars fan when I was a kid.
I really was calling because even though
I'm getting women, like I'm having sex and I'm doing this and that, I'm not like, you know, some of these guys calling in. I'm kind of surprised like how they struggle with women the way they do, because, you know, in my experience, I mean, I know everybody's experience is different, and I mean, I'm above average, you know, like I'm pretty tall. I'm not saying I'm the tallest guy in the room. I'm just, you know, I'm 6 foot. and, you know, I got some good mass on me. I have an athletic build and whatnot.
Yeah,
so I guess
but
it's just naturally easier for me to attract women.
We got to get the Keno out of you. We got to start getting you be more assertive and not just wait for life to happen, okay? We just got to work.
Yeah. That's the thing. You gotta go out there and seize what you want. You know what I'm saying? And then after you seize it, see, you got to think about it like a conqueror.
Yeah.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. When a conqueror, first he sees a piece of land that he wants. He seizes the land. He plants his flag. But then what does he do after that? Does he just leave the land the way it is? No, he actually shapes and molds it to what he wants it to be.
And that's why you conquer, conquer that ass.
I have a question for you, Angry Man, because I mean I want to touch back on something that you had mentioned earlier about molding younger women or younger women being easier to mold and getting them more accustomed to like what it is that you want. Because I did have an experience with a young girl. She was like 19 years old. She just moved down from out of the state, so she just moved here, and I was already cool with her people. So it was just kind of like, oh, you know, they asked like, oh, y'all two should go out. They asked me if I like her, whatever. So I was like, well, I wasn't looking at her like that, but all right, for sure. Let's go ahead and try it out. So, you know, I tried to pretty much, take it easy on her because the word was that she was a virgin. I didn't believe it because just in my own heart, like, I know that what I was doing when I was like, 16 years old. Like, most girls is already losing their virginity before 16. I was the one who was
No. First of all, look. Here's the thing. Because this is, look, I had a homeboy that had this issue too, right? So we was hanging out or whatever, and there was this one chick he really was feeling, and it was a bunch of chicks, right? And so I was his wingman. I got him in there like, my man know how to play pool, you know, because the chick was like, I don't know how to play pool. And, you know, she's like, I saw y'all playing pool. I really wish I knew how to play. So I was like, yo, my man know how to play. He can show you. So he goes over there, and because she's a woman, he took it easy on her or whatever, right? And I literally watched her lose interest in him. And I told him, I was like, yo, why'd you let her win? And he really didn't understand what I was trying to say to him, but it's like, bro, you were supposed to bust her ass. You were supposed to run the table on her.
Yes.
And he was like, but why? It's like, no, bro, you can't. See, it's counterintuitive. You think by doing that, you're giving the woman what she wants, but really you're being condescending to the chick, and she wants to see you win. Like, so when that chick got with you, you know, regardless of whether she was a virgin or not, you never know. Since you knew her peoples, she might have heard shit about you, and she might have put the word to her peoples like, yo, hook me up with him because he's this type of dude and that type of dude. So then when she gets with you, she's expecting you to be you, not to back off or to freaking, you know, give her some other version of yourself, bro. Yo, you got to be true to you regardless of the situation, regardless of the circumstances. You feel me?
Yeah, but this is what I don't understand.
I feel that.
Are you still in high school?
No, he's in 20.
No, I know that.
Damn near a decade.
Well, but then why are you acting like you in high school with all this drama shit where people are telling you what she's like and all this other shit? Where's all this shit coming from?
Well, I didn't really mind if she was or if she wasn't. I wanted to, like, you know, see for myself what she was about. But I pretty much, I'm not going to lie. I kind of did, you know. I kind of became a sucker for her.
Here's the thing,
like,
bro.
I would go out of my way for shit. Like,
at that age,
call her.
Hold on, bro. Let me tell you something. At that age, it didn't matter what she. In fact, let me keep it all the way from. I'm going to keep it all the way 100. A chick at that fucking age is like fucking clay, bro.
Yep.
Like real shit. Like a chick at that fucking age, like, look, when I dealt with chicks, I can tell you right now, chicks were the most pliable at that age. It's only when they get older and they've had to deal with all types of dudes and shit, and these dudes be training them the wrong way and shit, and then they become a fucking marble statue and shit.
Yeah.
And then you're like, how the fuck do I gotta chip away at this shit? But when they're that young, bro, it don't matter what they about, because especially if they out here looking for a dude, they looking for a dude to shape them and mold them. You understand what I'm saying? You got to take them fucking broads to the planetarium like motherfucking Goldie, nigga, and fucking explain to them the way the world is and how it goes down. Yeah, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, but some just doesn't.
I feel that.
I mean, I push the envelope. I'm not going to say that I did push the envelope.
Doesn't make sense. Caller, something doesn't make sense here. You didn't meet her. She's a virgin, and all of a sudden a virgin out of nowhere going to give you the pussy out of the blue?
And look, here's the other thing. Somebody
is
telling us that the younger generation of girls are not like this. Bullshit.
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 Yeah.
Bullshit. There's a reason there's a term called young, dumb, and full of cum. But I'm telling you right now, when chicks are young like that, if they get with the right dude, they're going to be, man.
Yeah, they can't, because they're not the right dude, because they never seen it. So their mind thinks that it's like that. That's the problem. They've got a perception and a false reality of a world that they can't even imagine it's like that. Just because it's not out there for them doesn't mean it ain't true. You know what I mean? So, caller, this is what I'm asking you. I don't understand something. You just met a virgin, and all of a sudden she's fucking you?
Well, I didn't try to push the envelope immediately. Like, I was actually dating her for, like, a couple months before I even started to, like, push that envelope. It wasn't like, oh, right off the rip, first date. Like, no, like, I took her to a few different places, walked around the park. You know, nothing too, like, you know, expensive or flashy, but
Did you fuck the virgin? Did you get the virgin?
Nope, she ain't give me none. I tried to go down on her, and she chopped my throat.
Well, no, I think that's good. You want to know why? Because guys like you don't need virgins. Because you're the kind of guy that will fuck a woman's head up, and then she's going to treat guys like shit because of you. So it's good that
you think so?
Look, my man,
38 special. You really think that I would look,
my man, 38 special, I'm a pimp. What I look like stalking abroad. I put that bitch on her knees like she talking to God. Like, nigga, you got to realize when you are, look, this is going to sound really egotistical, but you need to hear it.
Tell him.
Right? You need to hear it.
Let's go.
When you get with a chick, you want that chick to look at you like you're fucking Zeus. You want her to look at you like you're a fucking deity that has been sent down from the fucking heavens to make the world like you, like her seeing you just makes the world brighter, nigga. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and if you can't be that dude, then yeah, the chick is going to be doing all types of shit and being on all types of shit. But if you're that dude, they're going to look to you for fucking guidance, for fucking whatever. They're looking for your fucking approval, bruh. And the problem is, and most guys, they don't want to accept this, but the problem is a lot of young girls, especially, they look for that. And unfortunately, they're disappointed all the time because when they come across dudes are unsure of themselves. Dudes are second guessing themselves. Dudes are not standing in that freaking masculinity. I know dudes think that's cliche, but it's the fucking truth, man. Like, I've literally watched, when I was, like, at your age, right, young dude, I've watched as chicks would look at me with fascination because I was a fascinating nigga. I wasn't, like, no mundane, average-ass motherfucker. Like, I wanted the chick to look at me a certain fucking way. You feel what I'm saying? So you gotta learn how to be way more assertive. You got to learn how to be that dude. You feel what I'm saying? But you got to understand, you got to figure out what that dude looks like for you. You feel me?
Yeah, you're too busy trying to play.
That's real.
Instead of
beat. I mean, once I got through with that experience, I told myself never again will I act that way or would I do the things that I have done, because I seen where it got me. And ultimately, I was the one who was pretty much asked out, and I didn't get nothing that I wanted. And, you know, at the end of the day, I had to take that one on the chin. You know, I had to just learn from that shit. And, you know, I'm not mad about it or anything like that. Sometimes I do think about her like, damn, like, that's the one that got away. But, you know, sometimes it just be like that, I guess. You just got to move on and let it go. Because, I mean, I've been doing me, and I've been just fine.
Yeah, brother, you should be like, damn, that's the 1,100,500,000,000,000, you know, the one got away. They gonna get away. I mean, you ain't doing enough. See, you too busy worried about a one. You shouldn't give a fuck about none.
Yeah, you shouldn't care. Like, you, I know that shit is sitting in the back of your mind because it's possibilities, and you're thinking about what could have been, but it didn't happen. So, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda shit, that don't help. That just keep your mind wrapped up in a loop. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you know, a lot of times people say, well, this could have happened, that could have happened. And I always say, well, if ifs and ands was pots and pans, we'd all be in the kitchen. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
You feel what I'm saying?
I ain't going to lie to y'all, man, because since I am still cool with her family pretty much telling me that she just being a thought now. Like, she just out here owning
this shit.
Matter
what
of course.
Right, yeah, but it doesn't matter what she – you see, that's what – okay, there's something that's bothering me. Why are you so fucking cool with their family and shit? Are you fucking his wife or something?
I don't even be asking for this shit. They hit me up.
No.
They tell me.
Nah, hold on, wait. When does this happen where y'all sit down, have tea or some shit, and talk about how whore she is? What the fuck are you doing,
man,
with that family?
Look, I literally get calls. You see, that's the thing when you dealing with
say, her family is
a
calling
family
you?
That's main base is female oriented. Like, it's a
what
bunch of females.
Said.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no men. The last man in is
God.
You know what I'm saying?
See, I see what your issue is, bro. I know what your issue is. Okay, I know what your issue is. You're a dude that has, like, number one, you said you were 6 feet, right, which chicks be looking for, right? So in addition to that, you're probably a cool dude. These chicks is trying to snatch you up. That's what that is. They trying to hook you up with somebody in their family and shit, which lets me know you probably a dude to get attention from women. See, you just, look, it's like Vince Vaughn told Jon Favreau on Swingers. He's like, dude, you're so money and you don't know it. That's what it is. It's you're money, but you don't know it, bro. Like, you haven't stepped into that shit. See, this is what the world does with guys nowadays. I noticed this shit. It tries to humble you. It tries to make you downplay who you are.
Yeah.
You know, that's why every time I see a dude that just owns they shit, it's fucking inspiring. I'm going to tell you the dudes that do that shit, and every time I see it, I'm just fascinated by it. My homeboy, Israel, he does that shit. Steve does that shit. Mr. 1950 does that shit. Anton does that shit. Freaking Taekwondo does that shit. Like, pretty much the whole freaking panel of Real Game No Theory does that shit. Like, anytime you see a dude that just owns their shit and they're like, dude, you know who the fuck I am? You know what I'm saying? I'm X, Y, Z, blah, 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 nigga. This how I get down, and I don't give a fuck what nobody say. If that shit is inspiring other men, what you think women think about that
shit? Oh,
shit,
yeah.
That's why I feel so heavy, because, I mean, I'm a latecomer. I ain't going to lie. I found y'all, like, just a few months ago, but ever since I found y'all, I came across y'all, I've been stuck to the show like glue, like, for real. I watched the old ones, the new ones. And I'm just like, damn, man, I wish that I was already into this shit when I was, like, just fresh out of trade school. You know what I mean? Like, 19 years old and everything. Because I had to pretty much learn through trial and error. And I didn't really have, like, much advice, even though I was one of the fortunate brothers to actually grow up with their dad and stuff like that. But Pops was just more or less along the lines of, like, you know, you got to, on that 300 shit, like, you got to survive out there, you know. And if you don't survive, then you just don't.
But surviving is one part of it, like Angry Man talked about before. And call it, I want you to call into my show tonight at 8, because I'm going to talk about conquering. You got to have that conquering mentality. And a conqueror does not want a house. He doesn't want the fucking street. He doesn't want the goddamn neighborhood. He doesn't want the city. He doesn't want the state. He doesn't want the motherfucking world. He wants it all. He will settle for nothing less. Everything. See, and that's why I keep telling you, this is why I don't go for pussy. I want to conquer the mind because I get it all right there. Why would I go for something I'm going to get for free anyway? Why the fuck would I run after some pussy? That's why I keep telling them, stop trying to conquer what's between her legs and conquer what's between her mind and get access to everything. Everything. Yeah.
That's the reason most cats don't want to believe this. They think I be capping when I say it. I got a ridiculous close rate. That's why I never worried about getting any because, look, some dudes don't believe in this. Like, but this is before social media and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before social media, usually the way you kicked it with a chick before you got to go on a date is over the phone.
Right, right.
And I've always said this. You give me 30 minutes on the phone with any fucking chick, it's over.
It's over, right.
30 minutes. All I need is 30 minutes of a conversation. In fact, there were chicks back in the day that I'd be like, yo, what's going on? It'd be chicks that I know and shit, like be friends of my sister or whatever and shit.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, I heard about you. And yeah. I was like, what? Yeah. You heard about me? I'd be like, so, yo, let me, I heard you got a new phone number. Let me get your new phone number. They'd be like, I don't know about that. Because they know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
They know if I get a conversation long enough, it's over because I'm getting in here.
Right.
How do you do that, Angry Man?
I'm not worried about that other shit
like
because I know that other shit is going to come.
And even when they go away, you dismiss them or they try to break free of your fucking spell, they're going to come back. And I don't care if it's 6 months, a year, 5 years. When they come back, they're going to try to catch up with you like that call we had earlier. Let's just hang out. Let's catch up and see what's going on. You want to know why? Because they know if it gets in the bedroom or we get to a spot, that shit ass is going to be up in the air, face is going to be in the pillow, and there's going to be some
titty
fucking going
up.
Right, straight, because she ain't going to get in the game resist. Hey,
check this out, Steve. Real nigga shit. Like, so my ex-wife, right? Me and her got a divorce. We separated amicably, whatever you want to call it, all of that good shit, right? So I think it was like a year later.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the damn tattoo shop and my phone is ringing and I look and it's her fucking number. I'm like, what the fuck is she calling me for? So I pick up the phone and she, she's like, oh, I was just calling to, see how you were doing and this, that, and the third. And she was like, I met a new guy and I'm thinking about getting married to him. And I was like, well, that's what's up. And she was like, but I got a question. And I was like, what's your question? She's like, I was a good woman, wasn't I? And you know what? I was sitting there listening to her, and I'm talking to her, whatever, and I'm like, oh, shit. She's calling for my permission. You feel what I'm saying? Yes. That's basically what she was doing. She's calling to get my permission, but because she wasn't going to do it unless I was okay with it, because I still had her mind, bro.
Still.
That's still in her mind. That's a year later, bro. Yeah. So, like, dudes don't realize, like, if you really, and look, here's the thing. It's like Patrice says, you got to be righteous with it.
Yep.
You can't be scheming. You got to be righteous with it. Like, that's why I tell dudes, do not pursue women that you're not really interested in. Because if you're really interested in the woman and you're on point, you're disciplined or whatever, one, you're not going to be simping. But what you're going to be doing is you're going to be trying to get inside of her mind to understand what she really has going on and what you want her to do. And before you know it, like, you ain't got to worry about her doing this or doing that. She's going to want to do all of that shit.
Yeah. And
you feel what I'm saying?
And call her, peep game. And this and Angry Man's mindset, and then, like he was talking about all the fellas that he was talking about earlier, the way we think is we don't think on terms of pussy. What is she going to do to get my dick? How much work she going to put in? Because, see, real motherfuckers don't push dick on the market. We withhold it from the market. That's what gives us a value. Because we just ain't giving it away to every motherfucker that wants that shit. You see what I'm saying? So what is she going to do for the dick? What is she going to do for my time? What the fuck is she going to do for me? Because if she's looking pretty and she ain't got nothing to offer me, I will dismiss her ass.
You know what, Steve? When I first meet a chick, I'm withholding everything.
Everything.
My charisma.
Yes.
I'm withholding, like, what I'm doing is I'm bird feeding them. I'm giving them little bits and pieces, you know, like a drug dealer. You feel me? The first hit free.
Fuck yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Fuck yeah.
But once you get addicted, like, nah, now you got to work for that shit. You feel me?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You, hey baby, you ain't sexy until I see some sexy ass. I see you bring your sexy ass in there and clean a pot and a pan. That's gonna be sexy to me. You want to be
I need to call in for this show later.
Grab that vacuum cleaner and vacuum that floor so I can tell you how beautiful you look vacuuming my fucking floor. And I'm serious. Hey, look, I'm not him. And I'm trying to teach all you motherfuckers that fuck with Angry Man and all of us. We try to teach you. We ain't the next man. We are the fucking man. And as the fucking man, it's my fucking way. One thought, one way, one fucking mind, my way. And anything other than that is wrong. So you're allowed to talk that way to women, but see, here's your problem. See, y'all are not comfortable with yourselves, like we talked about earlier, Anger Man. Y'all not comfortable with yourselves to talk that shit to them, because that's the shit that turns them on. Y'all motherfuckers like, well, you know, friends are so great, and I just want to be your friend first, and I just find, man, get the fuck out of here. Look, listen. You're not special. I'm never going to be your friend. And if you want this dick, if you're lucky enough to get it, you can only lease it and have it. You will fall in love with me, so I'm letting you know now. Now's the time to get the fuck on. Like you said, Angry Man, give me 20 minutes. Look, I say 20, but my lion and my king says give me 10. I'm pushing 20. We're fighting now. But give me a little bit of time. Because by the time I get done with her motherfucking ass and she hanging up that fucking phone, she going to be reminiscing about our conversations, smiling about our conversations, and wondering when the next time we're going to get in touch with each other. It's already done.
Yeah, it's done. It's done. I do shit like this. I meet a chick and be kicking with her on the phone, talking or whatever, and I be like, yo, so you going to kick it tomorrow or whatever. And she be like, okay, that's cool. I be like, yo, bring a bottle of Ciroc. Or bring this or do this. I start off giving instruction.
Right. Because they get
what
nervous.
I'm saying?
Yeah. They nervous.
Yeah, like there's a bunch of things, man. But see, like Steve is talking about, you got to cultivate all of that. You
all
know what I'm saying?
Shit.
A man does not just happen.
Blacksmith.
You got to forge a motherfucking man, bro.
Blacksmith got to forge that shit. Everything we saying, dog. Angry Man has forged it to his style.
And that's real.
And I did the same thing. And the beautiful thing about it, when they meet us, they have never met us before, because we operate on different levels than the average motherfucker, which then draws them in. See, again, I'm not here to fuck you. I'm here to show you why you should be fucking me, and that's the truth. I don't need to fuck you, because we already fucking right now here. So I don't need to get something that you're going to give me a bitch later on. So what are you going to do to get this dick?
Man, that's so real. I need to call in to tonight on your Conqueror show, because this is some real game. I mean, everybody
I'm gonna be arrogant as fuck. I'm the shit. I got motherfuckers telling me this shit when I was 50 years old, I'm 5'7", I'm short as fuck, but I don't give a fuck what they think, because guess what? I can fuck them up in so many ways to make them want this.
The other day, look, I was on the panel the other day, and somebody said something, and I was like, man, you already know I'm awesome. Look at my fucking beard.
Yeah.
Like, I say random shit. Like, I don't look. Here's the thing, and I ain't going to lie, bro, look, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
50, I fucking love that nigga. I will randomly click on 50's show, and I don't give a damn when I click on that show. He be saying some grown man. He'll say some shit that I was thinking, but he'll say that shit. He'll be like, yo, what the, like, y'all are not representing the brand. Like, he'll be going in, bro. And I just be like, that's what I'm talking about. Some fucking grown man shit, man. Look, bro, young brother, I'm telling you right now, let your motherfucking nuts hang, bro.
That's
like real shit.
Yeah,
show up with your nuts in a wheelbarrow. They so big. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Just do your motherfucking thing. Like Steve said, man, you gotta forge who you want to be and make that dude a dude that's so fucking awesome that when you're around other men, they are irrelevant. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
And when you do that, bro, like. All of that other shit fall into place.
Yeah, we got some other calls.
Hey,
dog,
I'm on a journey of doing that, and I'm going to tell you right now, since I started that, I done seen a complete change, you know? Like, it's not even, like, the same result,
you know,
like, because I knew, like, okay.
It's one change today. It's one change a day. You must evolve every motherfucking day to be this fucking arrogant. You cannot be complacent. And
yeah.
If you like Angry Man was saying about our dog 1950, the reason why we rolling with all real motherfuckers because when they get with us, we move motherfucking furniture. We will move fucking furniture. If that is eating her pussy, grabbing her hair, smacking her ass, and doing whatever the fuck we want to do because they love for us to do it, we going to do that shit with some motherfucking authority. We ain't going to be like,
well, is it okay if I put the tip in? Can I unbutton your shirt now? Wow, you're just so, can I touch it?
What kind of bullshit is that?
Nah. Yeah, that's that lame shit. That's what they try to, that's what females tend to usually try to ward off. You know, they don't want that. I had a MILF tell me straight up. She said she liked me because I just got BDE. And I was like, what's BDE? She said, big dick energy. And
big dick energy,
I'm not like the square-ass dude that's like how you was just describing, like just pretty much being real timid with his words and trying to ask for permission to grope or, you know, like, nah, bro, just let your nuts hang and do the shit that you want to do. Like, man, just do it.
Right, call it real quick. We got to call it real quick. The uncomfortable is beautiful for a man because it's the unknown. She doesn't know what the fuck is going to happen with us. And that's turning her on even more. It goes back to like 1950 said. When you grab her ass, look, it looks like it's raining outside. All right, babe, I'm going to be picking you up in a little while. It's raining. Come on, get in the car. And you get in the middle of nowhere with the cows and all that shit. You go outside, grab her hand, and throw up on that motherfucking that hood. Well, let it cool down a little bit, guys. Let the rain cool the hood down first. But then you throw her ass up on that motherfucking hood, yank them panties off with your teeth, wrap it, lock in. Remember when you were a kid? Head, shoulders, knees and toes. Eyes,
yes,
right. Shoulders. You do this. Lock in. Lock in when she trying to, the car was, is she gonna be,
man,
trying to
be that nasty ass nigga that do all that shit off the top? But honestly,
gotta
Central
be.
Florida, it's number three within the AIDS count. Like, it's high up in, like, you know, a lot
I'm
of people got HIV and AIDS and shit right now.
I'm not saying a chick you just met. I'm not saying a girl you just met, dog. Someone that has done, look, you walk by, you're like, oh, she's doing the dishes. Good. She just folded the bed. Good. Oh, she's vacuuming the floor. Good. Like, hey, call her real quick because we have to call her. You want to see some big dick energy? You want to know what big dick energy is? Let me ask you, call her. Do you have a junk box?
A junk box? What the hell is a junk box?
Let me show your ass. Let me show you. A fucking junk
box.
A junk box is when you got big dick energy because every fucking woman you fuck is always leaving a bracelet, earring, socks, and you collect all that shit and put it in your junk box, leave it in your front. So when a woman come over, she'll see all the lands that you have conquered in that junk box. Because if she lose something, oh, babe, just check the junk box. And just write lost and found and put that shit right in front of your fucking door when she walk in.
Bro, that's a real game right there. Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Fuck that.
Normally, I'd be the nigga that'd be like, oh, you left this last time or you forgot this.
No. If you lost it, check in the junk box. Because if I find some of yours, I'm throwing that bitch right into the box. And if somebody find and like what you have and they steal it first, it's not my problem. We had to take you down to HR. We take you down to HR.
Hey,
department.
I appreciate
so
this conversation, y'all. Y'all keep doing what y'all do, man. For real.
Yeah,
we gotta get more guys on the up to par, because I didn't realize that a lot of dudes is like lame like this. And I mean, this is coming from me. I'm a nerd. I'm gonna be honest. I was the guy that was a teenager, like 18 years old, playing Dungeons and Dragons and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Wait. You angry man, not angry nerds and geeks.
Yeah.
We watch. We talk about Thundercats, He-Man. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but see, what we do is everything that we do, we don't give a fuck what the world thinks about it. We make it cool.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
We make it cool. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. So don't even worry about that, bro. It is what it is. All that stuff you talking about, that just makes you an interesting dude.
Exactly.
Real shit.
All right, we'll call it.
Yeah, like, I mean, one day I'll be chilling with the nerds, and the next day I'll be chilling with the dope boys. I mean, that was just me, though. Like, as a young person growing up, I was cool with everybody. Everybody was cool with me.
All right, well, brother, that's cool, man. We make sure you get in tonight at 8 o'clock, because I'm talking about conquering shit. We're going to be talking some serious.
Yes, sir, I need that tutelage.
All shit. All right?
Hey,
all right.
Steve.
Yes, sir.
I went to the freaking... It, like, a good example of what I'm talking about is when I went to New York, right? I'm going to the airport, and I'm walking through the airport, and I got on this fucking, it's wintertime, so I got on this coat. It got all of the fur around. It's like a black coat, but it's got
like a
gray fur around it and shit.
Yes.
I'm walking through that motherfucker now. You know, it's one thing to have that coat, but it's another thing to have the beard, too. I'm walking through that motherfucker looking like a Viking king,
like
bro. Like, everybody's, like, looking like, who the fuck is that? Like, I'm walking through that bitch like I'm fucking Bjorn Lothbrok, goddamn it. Like, Ragnar's son, goddamn it. Like, niggas like, what the fuck? Who is that?
Yes, sir. Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. All right, we got some calls and shit. Let's bring him in. Area code 785-111 and 714. 785, what's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Hey, what's going on, Steve? In 1950, my question at the moment is
angry man.
Okay, my bad. My apologies. My sincere apologies. The question I have at the moment is my daughter's mother and I are not together anymore, and it's a product of me falling off my shit and being a bitch. So how do I go about handling her? Her aggressions towards me from the habits she's gotten in from me being a bitch, moving forward and leading our family and being able to create the right environment for our daughter.
Wait a second. Before I throw the angry man, what do you mean leading the family? You ain't with her, are you?
No. Not with her necessarily, but just, you know, I mean, we're not together in a relationship, but the way I see it is we're still a family with our daughter. You know, I don't want to have any ill feelings towards her. And same from her to me.
All right. Well, wait. I'm gonna let Angry Man go first. I'll mute Angry Man because it was just a mute. But Angry Man, go ahead and break it down first, and I'll go behind you. Go ahead.
Well, unfortunately, bro, there's not too much you can do about that. And the reason why I say that is because how you start is how you finish. So if she already has this impression of you that you're weak or that you're a bitch or whatever, the only thing you can really do is you can just co-parent from a distance, because you're not ever really gonna get her respect. But more importantly, she didn't give a fuck about her respect.
Yes.
You feel me? The reason why you're in the state that you're in now is because you care too much about what she think about you, or you're like with my kid's mother. Like, I don't give a fuck if she respects me. I don't give a fuck what she thinks about me. You know what I'm saying? The only thing I worry about is making sure I'm raising my kids right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, so you just got to focus on your child. Focus on your seed. Whenever your seed's around you, teaching them as much as you possibly can teach them, talking to them and all of that. Because all of that matters. When they get older, they remember all of that shit. So just focus on that. Because in the long run, you're going to win. Who gives a shit what she thinks? Fuck all of that, right? That's my opinion.
All right, so caller, here's my thing with you, buddy. A problem with you is that this is why we tell you guys, stop fucking women that are not worthy of your fucking sperm. But now your child is here, the best thing you can do is just be the man you can for your child. But you must understand that whatever she does and whoever she brings in that child's life, that's part of what you got to deal with. And you can't be in your fucking feelings. What she does is her fucking business with that, as long as it does not harm and hurt your child. But you have got to be the rock in your child's life. And you just hopefully, when she gets old enough, maybe when she's 14 or 15, she can change custody and things like that. But for right now, dog, your problem is you're talking about the family, making it right for the woman and wife. It's like you're in your feminine emotions even right now, dog. Because what family are you trying to make right for? You don't have a family.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I guess I meant like I agree with you not really caring about having her respect. It's more about having her respect my daughter's potential and living up to being a good mother, if that makes sense. And like you said, that's on me for fucking up, not even vetting properly. And I take a lot of the blame, as I rightfully should. I guess my question was more so if she is being disrespectful towards the betterment of my daughter and her potential.
This is what Angry Man and I are talking about, vetting. This is why vetting is important, because what you chose this one. You chose to nut up in her. And I know you know she wasn't shit from the get-go, but because you didn't have any game, you let that shit slide. And that's what y'all guys do. See, what a lot of y'all guys do, y'all want to make women all fucked up and bad. She was fucked up when you met her. You just she's just a little angry. Oh, she's on her period. Oh, she's just cramping right now. So I'm going to let that shit slide. So there is going to be disrespect, because you even admit that you treated her bad. You even treated her bad. So the fact that you treated her bad, you get what the fuck you deserve, man. And if she dogging you out, she going to dog you out. So, but remember, what she does with her daughter, she's allowed to, because that's half her.
So how would you go about, a better question would be then, what is the right way to go about moving her in a direction that's better for my daughter while giving her own autonomy as a mother?
Who the fuck are you? You can't move anything because you ain't man enough to move yourself. You can't move her. She moving you.
Dude, I'm going to tell you like this. How old is your daughter?
My daughter's 3 and a half, and I'm 25.
I said, how old is your daughter?
3 and a half.
3 and a half. Okay, let me explain something to you. You are going to stress yourself the fuck out, and you are going to drive yourself crazy trying to control another house that you don't have no input in. And I can tell you right now, when she gets into a new relationship, it's going to be worse.
That's already happened.
You got to stop giving a fuck about what goes on in that household and worry about spending time with your daughter when she's with you. You cannot control that shit. I'm telling you right now, many men have tried. Men that are way more proficient, men that have way more game, have tried. You cannot look. It's kind of like, you know, I like watching the show Vikings. Every decided to go to fucking England to fucking raid somewhere. He always left Kattegat fucking vulnerable because there was no one there to fucking defend it. What you got to realize is you are somewhere else, and where your daughter is with her mother, that is a land that you don't control, bro. That is a land that you no longer have any authority over. So you can't. It is what it is. And see, this is grown man shit. When, you know, speaking on Vikings again, when fucking Lagatha, when his first wife left and took her son with him, he couldn't do nothing about that. He just had to hope that that son was going to be brought up right. And deal with whatever after. Now, you're not going to be able to control how she's teaching her. And the biggest thing is you gotta become indifferent. you have to become indifferent. Because look, me and my ex first separated. She got into a new relationship with a dude. So every time I went over there, you know what I'm saying, she would do everything in her power to try to throw her relationship in my face. You know, hugging up on the dude, all this extra shit. And I didn't really care, so it didn't affect me. But you know what I did? I took that away from her. Stopped going to her house to pick up my kids. Say, yo, I need you to meet me with Thursday. And you know what? Once I got to the point to where I was just completely indifferent to the whole situation, guess what? Less stressed out. Didn't have to worry about her goofy shit. And guess what? Women, when they know that you give a damn about shit like that, they act out more, bruh.
Right. And here's the thing. Check this out. Remember, she was comfortable around you. That's the problem. You never set the standard. If you had set the standard and showed her what the expectation of being my woman, then being my girl, being someone I'm living with, someone has my child, if you would have done it that way, you would have trained her the way you, where she needs to train your child when you're not around. But you didn't do that. You didn't do that. So you have to accept what comes with it. And I hate to say that, big dog, but listen, like Angry Man said, you got to let that shit roll off your fucking back. Get out of your fucking feelings. And you just got to be what you can be when she's with you. And when she's not with you, you cannot be concerned about what the fuck she's doing unless it's something that's harming her in an abusive or physical or, you know, bad way. Other than that, she's going to train her the way she wants you. Because remember, she trained your fucking ass. You forgetting that.
I got a solution for you. This is what you do. And ain't no other man going to tell you this in this day and age. But I'll tell you, if you're so concerned about wanting to raise your daughter in your household and her being there with you the majority of the time, right? You know what the easiest solution is, bro?
What's that?
The easiest solution is to find you a new woman that's with your program, that's submissive and compliant.
There you go.
Operate in a better way than you did with that last one and create another daughter.
That makes sense.
All right, Carl.
What's
your next question? We got two more questions. Go ahead, what's up?
Just one thing real quick. Your guys' last show you had a couple days ago, I remember Anger Man mentioning there was a caller that kind of had a similar situation with a baby and his baby mama, just, you know, some bad energy between the two. And he said, you know, you're going to have to learn how to get this woman under control and do what you can. Where's that fine line that I'm not really seeing from the questions I've asked versus kind of like that advice you gave to the caller at that moment?
That's only if you're with her. You're not with her. Like, if you were with her, you feel what I'm saying? If you were with her, if you were living in the household with her, there would be things that you could do to change the shit. There would be things you could do to turn the shit around. But look, here's the thing. This is what you guys got to understand. The reason why I say how you start is how you finish is because if you're a guy, she's a woman. She's following your lead even if you're fucking up. So you trained her to be the way she is towards you, whether you like it or not. When I dealt with the goofy shit with my kid's mother, the goofy shit that she was doing was shit that I fucking tolerated. I trained her to do that shit. And when I realized the mistake I was making, when I got into my new relationships, I didn't do that shit, and I didn't have those problems no more. So what you got to understand is you trained her to be that way. But now she's not with you anymore, so you don't have any more input now.
Right.
She's not, in fact, because she's not with you, she's going to do everything in her power to do the opposite of what the fuck you want. That's the reason why you cannot be pushing anything on her. Because whatever you push on her, she's going to do the fucking opposite, just out of spite.
Yeah. And real quick,
right,
Carl,
I got you. Okay.
Just remember this last thing real quick. Everything we're telling you should never be done while you're with her. This shit should be fucking done in your house, in your castle, on your throne, to your blacksmith, carving out laws and rules so you could take both of your plaques and go to the mountain and look at your fucking commandments of how you command yourself and your fucking life. But see, this is the mentality that we're trying to get y'all guys to see. It ain't about these women. It's about the instruction you have with yourself. And when you have her feeling comfortable, like you had her feeling comfortable, she started blacksmithing your fucking ass and tailor making you to what the fuck she wanted you to be. All right? So we got to grab these last two calls, man. So we appreciate you, man, and we'll throw you back in, okay?
Yeah, much appreciated. Respect to you both. Right. Thank you.
All right, let's bring in Anonymous, and then after Anonymous, 714. 111, what's your question, sir?
Wait.
You know he waited 20. I'm about to bring you back. Hold on. I'm going to let you finish. He waited 20 minutes for this. Hold on. I'm going to bring you back.
I knew it was going to be some bullshit as soon as you said 11111.
I'm going to let him in. He wait. Hey, guys, see that? We're kind. Hold on. Let me mute it. Wait. No, wait. Don't hang up. Why you hang up? I wanted to hang up on you. Damn it. He waited 20 minutes for that shit. All right, man. Hurry up. Now, I hate to finish it with your ass, but what's your question, man? What's up? 714, man. What's up?
Steve, hi. How you doing? That guy threw me off, man. Anyway.
Wait. You're not born in a barn. I muted you. And we're going to try this shit again. When you get on these shows, you greet both fucking men. Do not be disrespectful and greet one person. You greet both men because both men have knowledge of the same weight. So I'm going to bring you in. Greet both men. See how y'all got to do that shit? Now go ahead. Start over. You're on 714.
I thought I greeted you and Angry Man, didn't I?
No, you said my name. You didn't say his name. So go ahead. What's up?
All right. Well, Angry Man, I apologize. I greet you. Okay. Anyway, Steve, I wanted to address as far as getting pussy and stuff. Here's how I look at it. Getting pussy is a physical act. Getting into a chick's head, a mental act. So if you can get into her head mentally, then obviously you got the pussy. But just because you get into the pussy as a physical act, it doesn't mean you can get into her head mentally. Well, what do you guys say about that?
Angry Man, take the wheel. You got it, man.
I mean, you're just restating what we already said, bro. You just restated what we already said, man. So, like, I mean, we already went through that. We already went over that. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Okay. All right. Okay, one more thing. I'm a nerd also. I like to get stoned and play with Barbie dolls. Does that classify me as a nerd?
Look,
no,
that
classifies you as being creepy, bro.
You a bitch.
That's weirdo shit, bro.
Yeah, man, don't be calling this show with that bitch-ass shit, dog.
That's weirdo shit, bro. Like, yeah. Stop it, man.
Yeah, man, don't be calling that show with
that. You guys know I'm just kidding around.
Don't kid like that, bro. Like,
fuck off. Get the fuck off the phone. Men don't even kid that way, dog. That shit ain't fucking funny.
Yeah, that's not funny, bro. That's some serial killer type shit, bro.
Yeah, man, don't say that shit, dude. Fuck no. Sorry, guys. We apologize for that shit. But we apologize for that bitch-ass shit. But anyway, Angry Man, let's bring this from fourth to all the way to me. We're repeating what I'm saying. Let's bring this back. Let's go and bring this from third base to fourth base. And let's wrap up on your last final thoughts as far as not making a woman feel comfortable, sir.
Man, look. You dudes got to start. You got to start focusing more on what you want instead of worrying about what the women want. Because the women are looking to you to make a decision about what they want. So it's just like, you're supposed to be in the driver's seat and you're supposed to be taking everything in a certain direction, but instead you keep asking the woman who's in the passenger seat what direction you want to go in. And it's a turnoff to women. You know what I'm saying? It's a turnoff, and it's weak shit, bro. And look, for you guys that might be in the chat room, and I know some of you in the clouds, you know, that think we don't know what we're talking about, go back and look at when we were having that conversation talking about Heather and all of the different stuff. Go back and look at the reactions of the women in the chat room.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just go back and look at the reactions of the women in the chat room. Like, I'm telling you right now, they do not want a guy that is unsure of himself, that is weak, that is, you know, basically pretending, like Steve said, you're pretending to be king instead of being king.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And look, you got to understand, you have to do this for you. You have to do this for you, and everything else will work itself out.
Right.
Everything else will work itself out. You'll start to see a difference in how people react to you. You'll start to see a difference in how women react to you. You know, you'll see a difference in how people react to you at your job. You'll see a difference how people react to you when it comes to running your business. You'll see a difference in how people react to you everywhere you go because you're operating in a different energy. And a lot of you dudes said, man, I can't believe there's so many lame dudes out here. You should be happy about that.
Mm-hmm. You win.
Because that means if you're not one of those dudes, you're going to stand out like a motherfucker. That's my final.
All right. And I wanted to do this pause. Okay. First of all, I want to say shout out to Angry Man, everyone at Angry Man of the show and our show. We appreciate all you guys out there. But at the end of the day, as we always try to say for all you guys out here, okay, goddamn, we'll answer your question. We'll finish it up, then we'll answer this question and go, okay? But let me just say this. The thing is, at the end of the day, guys, as Angry Man and I and men like us try to show you, you must build and forge before you walk out that door. The only way you're going to make her feel, see, she is comfortable with people that just wait for life to happen because she knows you. And she knows how to move you. So there's nothing that there's no worry, anxiety, no butterflies or anything. You're just a cookie cutter. You're just another version of what she has dated, seen or been around. So there's nothing special about you. Once you are able to forge your mind, your way from your house and walk out that door and stand on that shit. See, here's the thing that an Angry Man knows this as well. He didn't even say it, but I'm going to break it down. Because everything he said is 1,000,000% right. But where y'all go 1,000,000% wrong is, you don't even know why you're doing what the fuck you're doing. You don't even know how to defend whatever the fuck it is you want to do. You didn't even know how to stand on what the fuck you want to stand on. Nor do you know how to even express what it is you're doing all those four things. And if you can't do that, then you're going to be food. She's going to feel comfortable enough to talk shit to you, comfortable enough to tell you about other guys, comfortable enough to ask you to put up her Christmas lights and her Halloween lights, comfortable enough to have you drive around, buy her shit and pay her fucking bills. And you know what? You're going to do it. You're going to do it. Because if she's feeling comfortable, that means she knows you're not comfortable in your own skin. So please understand, just because you came from a pussy doesn't mean you have to act like one. And when she recognizes that your pussy is tighter than hers, she's going to go on the attack. So you can't get mad at these. See, y'all are so busy getting mad at how these women are doing things to you guys. You never recognize why they're doing these things because you ain't really standing on shit. But anyway, Angry Man, let's get to this last question that this lady had. I forgot we missed this one, and then we'll wrap it up. But let's go ahead and answer this right here.
Keep it cool for you children's sake as men are showing what they want from a lot of women, so your baby's mother could be with a no good man who is there for other reasons. Who gives a fuck? No one cares. I don't give a shit. None of these dudes that are no longer with these women should give a damn what those women are doing as long as they are not hurting the child. You shouldn't care. She has a life to live. You have a life to live. And unfortunately, because this is a new phenomenon, there's really no definite school of thought on it. Scientists haven't examined this. But what I've learned in my experience is that a man who's worried about what his kid's mother is doing is wasting his fucking time, because you do not have to worry about what the fuck she does, okay? Only thing you got to worry about is raising your kid when you're around your kid. Other than that, you need to be living your life. I remember my homeboy was in a situation where there was some goofy shit going on, right? And I had to help him move some stuff. And we went by his uncle's house. And his uncle told us some real shit. It was some old school shit that we didn't really understand at the time. But this is what he said. He said, look, he said, you don't need to waste your time worrying about what's going on in another man's household. Mm-mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? He had children from a past relationship, but he was in a new relationship with children in that relationship. He said, I'm worried about what's going on in my household. So guess what? When his kids come over to his household, that's when he deal with them. So if they come over there with some shit that they learned from their mama, that's when he can correct it. You feel me? Right. He can't correct it while it's in her household, because if he calls her up on some, you shouldn't be doing this, you shouldn't be doing that, the first thing she going to say is, well, if your ass was here, you could have made sure. You know, you don't even want to put yourself in that situation. Right. It's a waste of fucking time, man.
Right.
Like, the last thing you need to be worried about is what your fucking kid's mama is doing in her fucking house, man. Who gives a shit?
Well, and here's the thing, at the end, last thing I say, and as a fucking man, the reason I don't give a fuck or give a shit is because the smart ones will vet these motherfucking women. You cannot just get in on ass and titty alone. You must show me why we need to move from just fucking to hanging out, from hanging out to dating, from dating to a relationship, from a relationship to moving in together, from moving together if we decide to get married to be engaged, and what it means to be married, and what it means to be a mother of my motherfucking kids. And that's why I keep telling y'all guys this shit, man. As I tell you guys, I got kids just like Angry Man has. And I tell my kids every fucking day, I will not be a bastard granddad. You got me fucked up. So this is how we're going to do this shit. It's going to be school, college, degree, get your shit together, meet a motherfucker and get married. Any way, you can do it any way you want. But don't be bringing no bastard kids around me, because I ain't claiming that shit. You got my name. And you must carry my fucking name like I'm next to you. And this is why I say, y'all guys, let y'all just fuck these women. Now, fucking ain't bad, but fucking and nutting up in these ain't shit women that you know ain't shit. And then you want to cry when you know an ain't shit woman that has your kid doing some fucked up ass shit. You trained her this way. So stop blaming these women. Start looking in the mirror, stand on your shit, and then control your shit, and always make her feel uncomfortable. She should always feel she has one foot out that goddamn door. And every day they wake up, I'll give you an example. Let's say Angry Man in the 90s. Let's just say in the 90s. Because I ain't trying to, you know, I don't know if anybody listens right now. So Angry Man in the 90s, they should wake up every morning and be like, whew, is today the day Angry Man going to drop me? Oh, my God, I made it. You know, that nighttime, oh, I made it. I made it. Oh, girl, we made it. He's still around. He has not dismissed us. It's today, a new day. Oh, my God. Is he going to get rid of me today? Did I do something wrong? And I'm not saying this to manipulate her mind, but if she is not on her A game, when we're together, you will be dismissed. I will not. I'm a man. Angry Man's a man. We have A game. Why would we accept B, C, D, E, and F motherfucking attitudes and shit? Fuck that. Angry Man, shit.
Yeah. And to Esther McDonald, like, if you don't get your goofy, your extra goofy ass out of here trying to come in here and school some shit, first of all, with the name Esther, you're definitely a woman. And you're not going to come in here and school us grown men on what grown men should be doing.
fuck.
You should be somewhere baking some biscuits or vacuuming a floor or folding some clothes. Like, get your ass out of men's business. If you feel like there's a problem with the scenario between men and women with their children, go find a woman's channel and school them on what they should be doing. And if your name is Esther, you're definitely an older woman, so you need to be going and schooling these younger women. That's what the fuck you need to do. Like, real shit. Get out of my chat room trying to school the men. Don't nobody want to hear that shit.
And, yeah, as a woman, you need to just sit down and soak up men talking versus trying to pop your dumps. But anyway, Angry Man, we already got in his act. He didn't watch The Boys. I'm a little disappointed in him. You know, he... But
I'm going to get to it.
You got to get to it, dog. I told him. Wait, are you watching the Vikings? I told you to watch. Is that because of me?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Yeah. I see. That's my fault, man. I'm the blame, guys. I'm the blame, guys. I told my dog to watch Vikings. That's my fuck up, man. Plug my ear set. But anyway, what about the Ragnar? Did you watch the Ragnar one? The new Ragnar. The updated
one,
the dude look like He-Man and shit.
He look like what?
He look like He-Man. You know, it's a Ragnar. It's like a more modern
Ragnarok.
Ragnarok, yeah.
Nah, I haven't watched that one yet.
Okay.
I haven't got to that one.
Yeah, that's the same thing. Yeah, and his brother Loki and shit.
So what is that on? Is that on Netflix?
Netflix,
or?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Yeah, but it's a more updated. Thing, so that's why I think you'll like it, because it's still the same premise, but it's in the now. It's like today with telephones, cell phones, and shit. So he's learning his power and learning how to forge.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
okay. Cool.
All right, man. We out this bitch, and we'll see y'all next Monday, man. Peace. See y'all next Monday. All right. Great show, man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, me.